The Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig. We're always on the lookout to update our language, right? Language is an evolving thing, ever evolving, and that's why the Cambridge Dictionary adds new words as they become popular in culture. They add them to the official Cambridge Dictionary. So some of the new ones that have been added, they've added, I think it says 6,000 words. We're not going to go through them all.
Well, you got time.
Delulu has been added to the dictionary.
What is that?
What at?
Delulu is delusional.
Oh,
oh man, he's Delulu.
Obviously.
In fact, the Australian Prime Minister once, in a speech to Parliament, used the phrase Delulu with no Salulu.
Yes!
Meaning delusional with no solution.
Idiocracy.
kind of like Delulu.
Yeah. Luke, L-E-W-K, which is a play on the word look. It means a particular style, fashion, or outfit that is especially impressive or unusual.
It's a Luke.
That is a Luke.
Yeah, that's how Dr. Maxwell says look.
Made popular by RuPaul's Drag Race. Trad wife has been added. You know what a trad wife is?
Traditional wife?
Yeah, traditional wife. That's a woman who stays home, cooking, cleaning, taking care of children. And there's a whole...
So all these are pretty much just annoying, shortened words.
Right, but we have to treat them as brand new words. But this is... a pretty big thing on Instagram, TikTok. There's subreddits about it. Trad wifery. About a move back to this. And women run, ironically, multi-million dollar empires. They're the leaders of, while producing content about being a trad wife. So they're a stay-at-home, right. Cook and clean, just take care of the children. The man brings home the bacon kind of thing. But... but they make hundreds of thousands of dollars exporting this lifestyle. Broligarchy.
So that must mean something to do with a bunch of bros.
That's your group of friends.
Power position or...
It's mainly used to describe a small group of men, usually in tech... that have a lot of political influence, who have or want political influence. So the whole, basically Trump's inauguration, you saw the broligarchy back right. Behind there when in Zuckerberg and Elon.
Technology and stuff.
And who else was back there? Bezos.
Mm-hmm.
That's a broligarchy.
Would the Winklevi be in the broligarchy?
Winklevi, of course, is the plural form of the Winklevoss twins. I guess twins is plural, though. But yes, they would be in the broligarchy. Peter Thiel.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be another one. Work wife or work spouse has been added.
That's your person at work that you have a relationship with. It's almost like a spousal thing at work.
Yeah, it's usually but it's a person of the opposite sex, generally.
Yeah.
You know, oh, that's my work wife.
It's one you really have to watch out for, basically.
you're the person you're just so close to at work, and y'all just get everything done, and you hang out, and you have lunches all the time. It's all cool. I mean, it's, come on. You're just, why are you making a big deal out of it? Inspo.
Inspirational?
Yeah, short for inspiration.
Okay. All of these are just so dumb.
Yeah, like, you know, I have a whole folder on my desk that's saved for inspo. Just kind of the body type that I'm going for and the fits that I like.
Just keep talking and just...
What?
It's almost like
stop being an old man.
We like this. On the end of everything.
Yes, but this is... We did this. I'm sure at one point you said something was rad.
Rarely.
Well, I know rarely now, but...
I don't know if I did.
Back then, you probably said something was rad.
Amnesia.
You said amnesia? That's when you forget to work on your
totally
abs that day. Which we have daily amnesia. And also, Skibidi has been added. Now, they do say, Cambridge says that they only add words when they think that they have staying power. So they think that these are all going to have staying power. So that's why they added them to the dictionary. But Skibidi has now been added.
Did they ever go back and take anything out? Like, if Skibidi proves to not have staying power in 5 years, will they take it out?
I don't think so, because I remember words being in the dictionary and it would say archaic afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But once you're in, you're in.
Okay.
I mean, as long as with the digital dictionary, there's no reason to take it out. When they actually printed dictionaries, I'm sure they did take things out from time to time because they couldn't print a book that was forever long. But yes, Skibidi has made it.
What is that?
I can't believe you bypassed the Skibidi thing. I guess your kids are older, so no one, but they don't use Skibidi.
I don't think so.
But you know, that Skibidi can mean anything, really. Good, bad, cool, weird. It can also just be nonsense. Gen Alpha was the one who really did this. The kids that are born 2010 to 2024, that whole generation. Or big into the Skibidi toilet craze, which is the series of short films where there's the human head that's coming out of the toilet, and it's a bunch of nonsense and visual junk. It's brain rot.
Okay.
But they all jumped on it because it drove other generations crazy that they just constantly said Skibidi this and Skibidi that and Skibidi everything was Skibidi.
God.
It's insane. It really is. Kind of the end game of brain rot.
Yeah.
So, but yet it made the official list now. It's now in the dictionary, which is strange because in Skibidi from like the 30s, I swear the term Skibidi was like some slang back in Al Capone's day or something.
Maybe. Or was it Skibidi, hot Skibidi do? That was from the 30s.
Yeah, maybe so. But yeah. Watch a thing of Skibidi toilet.
No.
Come on, watch an episode. The phrase was featured on a necklace given as a present to Kim Kardashian.
Okay, that's a reason enough not to use a stupid
Stop
word.
Stop caring about the Kardashians.
By her 12-year-old daughter, Northwest.
I'm sure she's a real brainiac.
That's a well, kid. Yeah.
She might be.
Sorry.
She's 12.
Okay, sorry.
We were all pretty stupid at 12, Giorgio.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
But now today's 12-year-old, we got to, what are y'all talking about now? Okay. Oh, yeah. Let's follow the trend. What's the new trend?
From them.
Oh, tell us.
Oh, she put it on
please,
a necklace? Oh, well, let's make that one of our official words.
I love it. It's so great. And then, as I observe our world, which we do in the observation deck, I'd like to do some observation of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Did you know that his bodyguards carry around
a poop suitcase?
What?
Yatsdavina.
Yatsdavina?
Yeah, some of us know the word, some don't.
Huh. Yatsdavina.
What does Yatsdavina mean?
I don't know. I can't really translate.
It's about the Cold War, right?
Yeah, it's about the Cold War.
But they carry around a
poop
to collect his
fecal matter.
They even did this during the Friday Alaska summit with President Trump.
So someone's got a briefcase,
yeah,
and it's got to do in it.
Why?
Yes. For security, because they don't, and
how does
I bet
that
you
secure anything.
I bet you this goes on. I bet you every world leader of note does something like this.
Has a doo-doo briefcase.
So you can't get their DNA?
Yes. So you cannot collect their DNA and, you know, get their. See, I would think that protecting the president's DNA is pretty important. Or a world leader. But, you know, Putin has had rumors of his health, that he's in ill health, that he has Parkinson's, that he has cancer. You know, there's lots of rumors about his health. And they don't want any nation to be able to confirm that if he does have something wrong with him. Mm. So they collect his mess in specialized bags, and then they put it in a dedicated briefcase.
What a terrible gig that is for a member of the KGB.
Then they have to completely disinfect the toilet that he used, right? Because somebody could come in there afterwards.
Well, I don't think that he uses a... He uses
the briefcase? He goes right into the briefcase?
I don't know that he goes directly into the briefcase, but there were earlier reports that he has a portable toilet that he travels with.
Oh, my God. Wow. Hey, Yatsoff, bad news, but you're on doo-doo responsibility.
Yatsoff? Is he related to Yahtzee Divina? Or Yatsz's Divina?
What was it? To be a Russian, fake Russian, starts with Yatz.
Which I've never heard a Russian word.
That's just how they do it.
Do you think Trump has a doo-doo suitcase?
He has to.
Really?
Once he found out Putin has one? Yeah.
Yeah.
I want a better doo-doo suitcase.
I want a
solid gold doo-doo suitcase.
Doo-doo's so much better than
it would be
his.
The best doo-doo suitcase.
Wrong.
This is just fascinating to me.
Yeah, I had no idea.
That job exists out there. You're Putin's doo-doo man.
This journalist said that a source revealed to her that Putin has carried out this practice since he began his leadership in 1999.
Do you think it's labeled? Wow. Do you think it says Putin's poop on the outside of the briefcase?
No, I bet you it's a little bit more discreet.
Well, it's in Russian,
than that.
So we don't understand it.
Yeah, but Russians would understand it. They don't want to advertise which one of the briefcases is the.
It's Yatskov the poopoo.
Yats.
Once again.
Job!
I don't think Russians have yachts. That's the beginning of any word in their language. I could be wrong.
You could be.
Did they invent Yahtzee?
I think so.
But Putin has been observed twitching in his seat. Mm-hmm. He's had these weird leg tremors and shakes and spasms. So I don't know whether that's Parkinson's or whether he's trying to work something out into the poop suitcase. Why are you laughing at some man who has Parkinson's?
I'm not. That's terrible if he has that.
That's a good one. Do you hope something is wrong with Putin because he's an evil world leader? Like, we all hoped something was wrong with Hitler, right?
Yes. You know? Yes, but...
But it also feels like it's bad karma to wish that on any human.
What would Buddha or Jesus say about
They would not
things.
Want something wrong with them.
You don't think they put like a holder with a football in front of him just to make it look like he's practicing his field goals when he has leg twitch, do you? To normalize it.
What the hell is going on?
But there's nothing wrong with him. He was just practicing his field goals.
In the middle of
knocked
a speech?
A 37-yarder through.
Okay, his leg twitch isn't that violent to where he can split the uprights from 37 yards out.
A real cheap Mattel upright, like 10 feet in front of him to make it look good. Good. I'm sorry.
Please.
This is very serious.
This is very serious.
All right, then.
The poop suitcase is a serious matter. Thank you.